into that basin. So thank you very much. I hope I wasn't too long. Thank you very much. And I apologize because I didn't have a great connection. Thank you very much. Thank you. It was perfect in terms of timing, and it was very useful for us because you touched on two points. Governance, of course. Through the Q&A, we can come and discuss that a little bit more to look at the necessary adaptation measures for to climate change to ensure that we're successful. And then secondly, you touched on infrastructure. We've not really spoken much about that today. We've spoken about results, tangible results to benefit populations or mitigating the impacts of climate change, but we do need nature-based solutions, of course, but we need large infrastructure projects too. That's crucial. So designing, working that to ensure that we can implement such problems. So thank you very much for your contributions to really enrich our debate. And that's a dis and I think there's a very interesting discussion in the chat. There are some questions for our panelists. I hope you're ready, Adrian, because we have a question for you, namely, have you implemented within your organization a follow-up mechanism for the corridors? We have a second question then on other measures that could be implemented to promote biodiversity as well as restoring certain species, aquatic species. And then we have another question. Have you been faced with issues concerning land rights? If that was the case for the Rhine, how did you tackle that? Thank you.
Adrien, est-ce que tu as pu...
Adrian, could you respond to the questions?
Je...